this past weekend, the NFL draft returned to Chicago for the second straight year. The city's Auditorium Theater was the venue where the NFL dreams of 256 young men came true. Included in those 200-plus names were a few former Michigan State football players, and Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, joins us now here for more on the draft and a bit of baseball as well. Good Monday morning to you, sir.
Happy Monday, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just fine.
Good.
Tick through the names here for us. Who were the Michigan State players that were taken in this year's draft, and how good of a fit do they make on each of their respective new teams?
Well, let's just bear with me here, Mark. We had five Michigan State players who were drafted over the weekend out in Chicago in the NFL draft, and top 10 pick for Michigan State, offensive lineman Jack Conklin, he went number 8 to the Tennessee Titans. Defensive end Shalique Calhoun was next, number 75 in the third round to the Oakland Raiders. And a few picks after that, quarterback Connor Cook, number 100 in the fourth round to Oakland as well. So Calhoun and Cook will be teammates this upcoming year. At number 4, wide receiver Aaron Burbridge. He was the fourth Spartan to go at number 213 in the sixth round, the San Francisco, the 49ers. And offensive guard Donovan Clark, number 224 in the seventh round to San Diego. Now, interesting stat here, Mark. MSU is one of 5 schools to have at least one player chosen every year since the inception of the draft, which dates back to 1967. The other schools, of course, the school down the road, U of M, Florida, Nebraska, and USC. And there were also 8 free agents that were signed as well, Mark. You had center Jack Allen. He will be headed to the New Orleans Saints. Wide receiver DeAnthony Arnett to the Seattle Seahawks. Cornerback Arjun Calhoun to the Dallas Cowboys. Linebacker Darian Harris to the Cincinnati Bengals. And Darian, also a former Current Sports intern back in the day.
Shout out to Darian.
I know, right? Exactly. Pretty cool to see him make his NFL dreams come true. Defensive tackle Joel Heath to the Houston Texans. Fullback Trevin Pendleton to the Baltimore Ravens. Long snapper Tabar Pepper to the Baltimore Ravens. And Lawrence Thomas to the New York Jets.
So we've got 2 Spartans who will continue to be teammates in Calhoun and Cook. There was a lot of speculation over when Connor Cook would go. What do you make of the way that unfolded? He was not a first-round pick.
A big mess, Mark. And the reason I say that is because when you look at Connor Cook's body of work, Connor Cook's quarterback resume stacks up, if not trumps, just about every quarterback who went over the weekend in Chicago. And, you know, we had this conversation multiple times leading up to the draft last week on Current Sports. The big reason why Connor Cook fell this far in the NFL draft had to do with questions of his leadership ability, and more so specifically, him not being named a captain throughout his Michigan State career in his senior season. And, you know, I really believe, Mark, and we'll elaborate on this later on Current Sports Radio, but there were a few NFL scouts and upper personnel who decided to come out under condition of anonymity, and they let it be known that Connor Cook's leadership was so questionable that they didn't believe that he should be a first-round pick. Just to read a few quotes here. This is coming from Tom Pelissero of USA Today. He wrote an article entitled Connor Cook Leaves Some Teams Uneasy in the NFL Draft, in which he talked to a few anonymous NFL scouts. And here's what a few of them had to say, really briefly, Mark. Quote, "There's something off," said an NFL quarterbacks coach, one of many in the league who have spoken to Cook and gave their impressions to USA Today Sports on condition of anonymity for competitive reasons. Quote, "There's something about him that you just don't trust him." Here's another quote, Mark. Quote, "I don't mind the kid at all. I'll take a kid who wins games over a nice guy who loses games, but there's something missing with him." And one last one for you, Mark. Quote, "There's just something push-offish about him." I don't even know what that means. But he goes on to say, quote, "It appears to me I could be dead wrong, but he'd be a guy that when he got in the locker room, they'll try to eat him up and spit him out," end quote. Those, at the end of the day, Mark, were damning quotes that really hurt Connor Cook and caused him to fall in this draft.
Well, I mean, are they referring to the fact that he was never captain?
That's the premise
of
it.
So, I mean, anybody with that distinguished of a career in East Lansing would have been named captain at some point, and there are reasons he wasn't named captain?
Exactly. Well, it's a team vote at the end of the day, and the team felt as though there were other personnel on that squad that had, I guess, better leadership qualities than Connor Cook. But naturally, when you play the quarterback position at a Big Ten school, Mark, you are a leader. Whether you got that C on your jersey or not, you are a captain. So, but at the end of the day, that hurt Connor Cook. And, you know, and Mark D'Antonio, he had a teleconference in which he addressed the media when concerning which players were chosen. And, you know, and I was very shocked that it didn't come until the third question where they asked Mark D'Antonio about his comments on Connor Cook falling in the draft. And Mark D'Antonio was very displeased. And I'll get to his quotes later on this afternoon. Mm.
What were your biggest surprises in this year's draft? Did anybody go earlier than you thought? Did anybody else sit around and wait a long time to be taken?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I got to give a shout out to the Lions. I thought the Lions did a pretty good job in this year's NFL draft. Bob Quinn, the rookie GM for the Detroit Lions, the offensive line has been a problem for the Lions these past 2 years. They've ranked in the bottom barrel of the league when it comes to that offensive line. And when it comes to the defensive line, they have lacked depth. That's the big thing. And they drafted Ohio State offensive tackle Taylor Decker at 16th overall. They drafted a lineman in the second, third, fifth, and sixth round. That's four linemen in the first five rounds and five overall, of course. Get this, Mark. Detroit hadn't drafted a lineman in the same draft since 1989. And even that year, they only took one in the first four rounds. So I really like what the Lions did. Bob Quinn is addressing needs, and that's exactly what you want to do in the draft. Also, the Jaguars. Watch out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They went heavy on defense in this year's draft. That's impressive. The Jets puzzled me in drafting Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg. They now have four quarterbacks on that roster, and the Browns with 14 picks, which match the most picks for one NFL franchise in draft history. And in those 14 picks, they drafted five wide receivers. So, yeah, interesting stuff there, Mark. Mm-hmm.
The Tigers, speaking of Detroit teams, are on something of a win streak here. Five games in a row, and they swept the Twins over the weekend to take a road series. What's going on with Detroit? They're doing something right. They're winning.
I tell you what, Mark, it amazes me how reactionary we are in the sports world, because, first off, in the baseball season, you have 160-plus games, right? And just a week ago, we were in panic mode because the Tigers won a bit of a losing streak. And now we're singing an entirely different tune on this Monday morning, right? But Nick Castellanos, I mean, he leads the AL in batting right now. He came up huge for the Tigers, able to give them that edge in that win against Minnesota yesterday. Hit a three-run homer to left field. Mike Pelfrey, another iffy start for Mike Pelfrey, Mark. He has not been great for the Tigers thus far, even though it is early. But I do think the clock is ticking on Pelfrey with guys like Mike Fulmer, Matt Boyd, Daniel Norris waiting to come up, of course, and start for this team. So that's an interesting story that's unfolding right now. But five straight wins for the Tigers, six of the last seven. And get this, I've always harped on the bullpen. Many of us has when discussing this Detroit Tigers team.
Right.
The bullpen was great this past weekend, Mark. They didn't allow a run. Didn't allow a run this entire weekend. Throw a party, Mark.
Outstanding.
That's fantastic.
It's always great when the Spartans beat U of M. Speaking as a homie here, in baseball, we took two out of three over U of M this weekend.
Yes.
What gave MSU the edge?
Well, I tell you what, this team can hit, Mark. So impressive at the plate. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Jordan Zimmerman, who went 2-for-4 yesterday. And also Dan Durkin, he went 3-of-4 yesterday. He was absolutely fantastic. But this team is so efficient at the plate. And that's what amazes me about this team. They had five different Spartans who drove in runs yesterday. And now, of course, it's finals week. They don't play until this Saturday. They have a three-game set starting on Saturday, bleeding into Monday. But this team is so impressive from top to bottom, Mark.
Always fun to watch offense. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, here at weekdays at 1 p.m. on AM 870 WKAR Current Sports TV, which airs every Thursday night at 10:30 on WKAR TV. Have a great week, Al. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that.